You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Enforcement Directorate produced Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the Rouse Avenue court on Friday and told the court that Kejriwal was the kingpin and the key conspirator of the Delhi liquor policy scam. Seeking a 10-day remand for the Chief Minister, ASG S.V. Raju told the court that Kejriwal was involved in the use of the proceeds of the crime and was directly involved in the formulation of the policy. The excise policy, Raju added, was made in such a manner that it enabled the taking of bribes. Vijay Nair was the middleman between the Aam Aadmi Party and the South Cartel, a key exponent of which was K. Kavita, already arrested. Appearing for Kejriwal, senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhavi said the ED has to show the necessity of the arrest. That ED needs to further trace the alleged money trail does not form the ground of arrest, it can be a ground of questionnaire. You have the basic material, why should you want further custodial custody? Singhavi asked. A day after the Supreme Court reprimanded Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi for defying the court by refusing to swear in DMK Minister K. Pomudi, he extended an invitation to the minister, informing the top court that he had no intention to disregard the highest judicial authority's direction. Appearing for the Governor, Attorney General R. Venkatramani said the Governor has conveyed that K. Pomudi will be invited to be sworn in as minister. He has the least intention to disregard this court. His decision to not allow swearing in was based on his reading of some past decisions of the top court. Two animal rights activists, complainants in the snake venom case involving YouTuber Elvish Yadav, moved Punjab and Haryana High Court seeking police protection after he allegedly gave them life threats. In their plea, brothers Saurabh and Gaurav Gupta claimed they got threat calls and were being pressurized to withdraw their complaint. The Guptas, residents of Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh, also mentioned in their plea that they are members of Union Minister Maneka Gandhi's People for Animals, PFA, organization. We recorded Yadav's video and got an FIR filed against him for using snake venom as drug in rave parties, they stated, referring to the case from November last year. Taking up the matter, the bench of Justice Jasjeet Singh Bedi issued a notice to the Haryana government and fixed 18th April as the next date of hearing. Congress national spokesperson and former social media head Rohan Gupta on Friday announced his resignation from all party positions citing constant humiliation and character assassination by a senior leader. The move came 3 days after Gupta withdrew his candidature from the Ahmedabad East seat for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. In a letter addressed to the party president Mallikarjun Khadge, Gupta wrote, "I took most difficult decision of my life of withdrawing my candidature. Now I am taking another most difficult decision of leaving the party after serving it for last 15 years because of constant humiliation and character assassination by the leader connected with communication department." MS Dhoni and Chennai Super Kings sent the cricket fraternity into frenzy right before the start of the 2024 Indian Premier League, as the five-time champion CSK veteran stepped down from captaincy, handing the reins to Rituraj Gaikwad. Dhoni had led the side to a title win last season but trusted Gaikwad for the leadership duty this year, who made his CSK debut in 2019. This is the second time when Dhoni handed over the captaincy to his teammate at CSK.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.